Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Fellas, is there something such as a mental Rolodex to file it away? We've talked about it with Aaron Rodgers.
Key. Let me see those. Yeah, get it, Key. There it is. Let me. Weppa, eh?
Yay!
Come on, Zubin, let me see some moves.
No, I don't
Show
have
me
any,
something, Zubin.
I don't
Show
have
me
any
something.
Rhythm.
Move
I don't
the
have
hips.
Any hair. I don't have a lot of stuff that's going on here this morning.
But you're giving me classic legendary lines at the bar. You say, you know why I'm here.
I'm
here.
Listen, I'm not here to waste any time.
If I knew Zubin back in my New York playing days, that music would have came on, Zubin, you'd have been in trouble.
Why is that?
Get him! I'd have told him, get him!
Me, you, and Plaxico at the club.
Oh, no, no,
no. I would have been out of there so fast.
I'm not going with Plaxico.
Me, you, and Plaxico at the club. It wouldn't have just been Plex in the club. It would have been a whole lot of others, too.
Wouldn't one of
those shotgun
wedding
Make sure he goes to a metal detector, please.
Yes.
Check him at the door.
Safety first. Safety
Plex,
first.
My man, okay. Plex.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Presented by Progressive Insurance, the line of the morning. We're coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So now the show is officially complete. Big question. Aaron Rodgers said no pressure on him this weekend. The fellas disagreed, said there really is when you kind of look at it from one vantage point. We want to know from you who's got the most pressure on him this weekend in the NFL. Could be one of the four quarterbacks. Could be anybody. Could be a coordinator. Could be a position group. Whatever. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I mean, is there any pressure on Chad Henne if things just don't go well for Patrick Mahomes the rest of the week? I mean, it's up to you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Did you just say pressure on Chad Henne?
I promise you. I'll give you my right arm. They'll roll Patrick Mahomes out there in a wheelchair before they mess around with Chad Henne starting the game.
He did pick up 13 and a half yards on a 3rd and 14.
That's cool.
That's cool. That's one game,
that's
Zubin.
That's cute. Everything is cool. That was one play. Man, they're not messing around with no damn Chad Henne. You know that.
Yeah, of
Zubin,
course.
You know what happens when Key calls something cute. Yeah. You know what that means.
He loses a bet. That's another story for another day. But anyway, you could say anybody you want to. We just want to hear from you. But before we get to the phone lines, Thomas is already lined up. Dave in College Park will get to you fellas in just a moment. We've kind of established there is pressure on A-Rod. He's saying there isn't. What about the guy he's going to face Sunday? Pressure on Tom Brady. Obviously, the circumstances are a little bit different than in New England. They're back in the championship round, 14th conference championship game for Brady in 21 years. Mind-boggling stat. But is there pressure on him considering he's been there, done that? But this is a different circumstance looking to play Super Bowl 55 at his home stadium.
I don't think there's pressure on him at all. The pressure on Tom Brady, the way that I saw it at the beginning of the season, is get them to the playoffs, something that the Bucs hadn't been forever.
Right?
And so he got them to the playoffs. They didn't win a division. He parlayed into a second-round NFC championship appearance now. I don't think that there's any pressure. I mean, you know, he did more than what they were able to do in the past. Mm-hmm. So why is there pressure? Because he's so used to going to the Super Bowl? Well, this is a different team, different circumstances, different situation. They want to play it in their home stadium, I'm sure. It'll be cool. It'll be fun. I don't have to travel. I don't have to do anything, of course. But there's none at all.
Pressure busts pipes. And you know whose pipe is going to bust if Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl in his first season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and he gets a chance to do it in Tampa Bay? It's going to bust the pipe of Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm. We're moving on to Cincinnati.
We're going to be sitting here talking about, well, you know, Bill Belichick, he can't win without Tom Brady, but Tom Brady can win without Bill Belichick. I know it's not right, Key. I know it's not right, but you and I both know what the headlines will
absolutely
become if this pops off this way.
Absolutely. We know that people want the sexiness, the conversation, the Monday morning quarterback. I get it, but that ain't – I mean – okay, so Tom Brady went to a better team in Tampa Bay, which he should have because that was nothing up in New England. There were nothing, zero. Tampa Bay's worst receiver is better than New England's best receiver. So he did the right thing, but to try and, you know, start this conversation about Brady, Belichick needs Brady to win, I think that's not cool. I mean, it's not – I don't want to say cool. I think it's just false. Mm-hmm. I think it's false. I think it's just something for people to say. It's not even the same type of teams. They're two different teams.
But can't you, if you were playing devil's advocate, because I'm actually with you, though, Key, but can't you look at it that way? The reason why the Patriots were in that position is because of Bill Belichick, right?
I think it was because of both. They were in the position to win.
Both? What do you mean? Who?
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Tom Brady had to do his damn job for them to win. Tom Brady, after that second Super Bowl, that the first two, Brady did enough to win, whatever, a couple throws here or there. But that first and second Super Bowl was the Teddy Bruschis, the Ted Johnsons, the Willie McGinnises, the Ty Laws, the Lawyer Malloys of the world. They took care of that on the defensive side, and Brady would hand the football off to Antoine Smiths and Corey Dillons, and he did enough. Now those other four Super Bowls, for the most part, was all Brady and Belichick. So I just find myself laughing when people say, well, Tom Brady, look where he's at and look with Belichick. It's a different team, man. We all know that the damn Patriots didn't have no players. We all know that.
Yeah, you should look at it from a couple different perspectives as well. We're going to get to the phone lines here. I want to rip through Thomas, Dave, Todd, and Tyler are all patiently waiting to talk and give their name on who has the most pressure. We should mention, as Jay said, pressure bursts pipes. It also creates diamonds. And can you imagine the stud diamond ring if the Patriots lose Tom Brady, they go to the Bucs, Brady puts on a Bucs Super Bowl ring with like 100 diamonds on it. And the last thing I would say here, Key, also, first-year quarterbacks, like Ben Roethlisberger's first Super Bowl, also based on the defense and the running game, Jerome
Russell
Bettis.
Wilson.
It's all the time for that first Super Bowl.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but this...
Unless you're Mahomes.
Like Jay said, they're going to try to drum it up and make it sensationalize it and do all of those things. They got it ready to go. You know how you guys sit and do it overnight and just ready
guys.
To push sin?
Right.
That's where it's at right now. They already got the story written. They just going to take a paragraph out here there and move it depending on what happens.
Indeed. Herm said don't press send, but we do press send. Thomas in Memphis, you're on ESPN Radio. Who's got the most pressure on him this weekend in the NFL's championship round?
What up, T?
I believe it's Antonio Brown because he can get back on a Hall of Fame track. He was training towards first ballot Hall of Fame before his career was derailed by self-inflicted off-the-field personal issues. And so when you're in that room and they start to petition for you to be in the Hall of Fame, somebody can stand up and say Pittsburgh was great, went sideways in Oakland, New England for a game, but then look what he did to lead Tom Brady to Super Bowl win number 7. And then next year I think he can continue and get back to an all-pro Pro Bowl level.
Well, okay, Thomas.
Well, yeah, but I think, first of all, AB has to get healthy. I think he's been limited in practice, and he's probably going to be limited in the game because he's got a little knee contusion or something going on with him. But, yeah, AB was headed on the trajectory of Hall of Fame as he continued to put up numbers and do some things, and the one thing missing from his resume is a Super Bowl win. You know, he probably won't be a first ballot Hall of Famer, even if he continues to put up big numbers, just because that's just what they do. I mean, the guys that vote in those rooms, the moment that you give them any reason to feel like you're a problem, they're going to push you down. I mean, that's just what it is.
Hey, last one. Tim in Indiana, you're on ESPN Radio. This one surprises me a little bit. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, it's got to be Josh Allen right now. When you think about nerves, excitement, the fact of it being a big game, doesn't matter what sports you're playing, anytime you come up against somebody like Patrick Mahomes, or even if you make it to the Super Bowl with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you're stepping up. You're trying to make every play you can. You're pressing everything. So it's got to be Josh Allen right now.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's Josh, Jay, and the reason is he's in a similar situation as to Brady, where Brady got the Bucs back in the playoffs, something that they hadn't been in a long time. And Josh Allen's gotten the Bills back in the AFC Championship game, something that they haven't been in a long time. So it's kind of like, and he's young, so this is a building block. They are ahead of the curve, I would say, in Buffalo. He's ahead of the game in Buffalo. I mean, that's, you know, he's young. He's got plenty of time. I wouldn't even think of it as pressure for him.
I agree with you to an extent, Key. I kind of agree with him a little bit, just because I think of everything that's happened to Patrick Mahomes. If that was a mild concussion, we don't have what the direct results were yet of that. But I think of having that, the fact that Josh Allen has been healthy and that this is going to be – look, their lack of running game is something that is apparent for the Bills, right? So this is going to come down to who could throw for more touchdowns. And go into it, Josh Allen, it's your time. It's your time.
We'll see. It wasn't his time back in Week 6 in the regular season meeting. Of course, both conference championship games, a rematch from Week 6 regular season games. Keep the calls coming. Much more from you on who has the most pressure. Stay on the line. Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, Key J and Z on Twitter. Your calls still to come. Plus, one guy who will have a ton of pressure to win the Super Bowl, not this year, as we've been talking about, but next year. That's after I tell you about our new show on ESPN Plus, Stephen A's World. Stephen A. Smith goes beyond the headlines to unlock a unique world of hot takes, one-of-a-kind segments, and can't-miss interviews, plus baby Stephen A. Stream all this and more on his new show, Stephen A's World, exclusively on ESPN Plus, and you can sign up now at ESPNplus.com. And a reminder, on ESPN Plus, you can catch Greeny at 10 a.m. Eastern, Barton Hahn at noon Eastern, Max Kellerman at 2 Eastern, and Shanae and Golic Jr. at 4 p.m. Eastern, all streaming on ESPN Plus.
There's nothing wrong with being a third pick in the draft, Zubin. It makes a lot of money, okay? I've accepted that as the second pick.
You got to have three men for a three-man weave.
Yes, you do, brother.
Right? You can't do the three-man weave unless I'm pulling up wagon.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
By the way, all the cities in between those two, with your calls on who has the most pressure left in the NFL playoffs. So hit us up at 888-ESPN, TJZ on Twitter.
You see, Key, this is the West Coast bias, Key. From Chicago to Philly and everything in between, we don't talk, no, not the West Coast.
Trust me, man. I'm taking notes. It's all good.
We want to mention this. Take a note in the NBA. This particular argument has been made as long as the NBA has been played. The free throw discrepancy. That's why we lost. The refs are always giving other dudes more chances than us. Well, guess what? The Sixers over the Celtics last night, and the next guy to go to that argument, Marcus Smart. Here's his evidence. Joel Embiid, who had a monster game, 42-10, 2-2.
Woo!
Shot 21 free throws. The Celtics, as a team, shot 20. Marcus Smart doesn't want to come out and say it, but he kind of wants to say it.
It's tough. It is tough, especially when, you know, we got our hands up a lot of the times and, you know, he flails and he gets the call. And then down on the other end, you know, we got our guys attacking the rim, getting a lot of contact, and we're just not getting the whistle. It's tough to play like that, and it's tough. I mean, if the roles are reversed, I do it every time. I mean, I'll be on too. If every time I threw my arms up or every time I got touched, I'm going to the free throw line. I mean, it's kind of hard not to get into a rhythm that way when you shoot 21 free throws alone and they allow you to hack on the other end. It's tough. You know, we battled. The team did a good job. We right there, gave ourselves a win, and turn around and play again on Friday.
Again, a reminder, Embiid 21 free throws, the Celtics 20 as a team. Yesterday, of course, as you know, was Inauguration Day. So in the spirit of equal time with politics, we welcome in on the Goodyear Hotline, Joel in Philly. Joel in Philly, you're on ESPN Radio.
Marcus Smart told me that I fell a lot. I mean, come on, Zubin. I'm sure he knows himself and he knows his game. You know, he does that a lot.
Real quick, what's your relationship with Ben Simmons like right now?
You know, me and Ben, we're very good friends right now. We're trying to get better. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just have to do what I do and get buckets against other teams.
Joel, thanks for joining us. I realize you're really busy this morning. Appreciate you joining us on ESPN Radio.
Bye, Zubin.
Why does Allen sound just like Joel Embiid?
The real Joel Embiid will be calling the show at around 8:15.
We'll look for that in the Goodyear Hotline.
The best thing I love about this whole thing is you have one of the best actors in the NBA calling out another actor because he's mad because he acted better than Marcus Smart that evening. I mean, Marcus Smart flops too. Like, it makes me think, Key, who are some of the biggest actors in the NBA? Like, Trae Young is on there because the way he gets to the free throw line is ridiculous. Joel Embiid, Marcus Smart. Do you put LeBron in that category a little bit?
No.
Has some of his moments. I mean, he gets hit a lot, but he has some moments
but
now.
But when
come
you're
on.
Getting hacked and people grabbing on you, I mean, think about back in the day if Shaq was to just be falling on the ground all the time. How many times would he be going through the free throw line? I mean, at some point when you're big and strong like that, they are grabbing and trying to hold on to you and fouling you. So why not go ahead and take a dive?
Why not go ahead and take a dive? Zubin, this makes you want to bring up footage of Keyshawn. I feel like Keyshawn has some experience taking some dives.
Oh, I certainly have flopped in football, and I certainly have complained to the referees that a dude is grabbing me and holding me. And I've gotten the benefit of it. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, indeed.
Don't touch me. Don't put your damn hands on me, period.
I love Key would say that to you. And like, we are playing football, right? This is the whole point, to hit you.
Yes, and if you can hang with us this morning, particularly if you're watching on television, as we say in the TV business, we are efforting that video. Keyshawn pinpointed exactly when that flop happened. Hopefully we'll have it this morning. All right, now we got to touch upon this subject, which seems pretty darn obvious. Ian Rappaport, the great insider for the NFL Network, essentially tweeted on Saturday that the Ravens were expected to explore a contract extension for Lamar Jackson this offseason, as the team is always open to early deals that make sense for both parties. You can negotiate a deal at 3 years after your rookie deal, and that's where Lamar stands at this particular point. It doesn't seem like breaking news, and John Harbaugh wanted to let Rappaport and everyone else know that, sure, we want Lamar to sign a long-term deal, but what's the big deal about talking about it?
Absolutely, we want, you know, Lamar to sign a long-term deal and be with us, and that's I'm totally certain that that's going to happen. You know, when it happens, that's the details, you know, and that's what we got to figure out. I was interested that report came out the day of the divisional game for Lamar. Aren't there like four other quarterbacks that were in that class that are in the same circumstance as Lamar as far as signing extensions? All the guys that got drafted in the first round, there's five of them, or at least four of them that have been successful, right? So why wasn't that article could be written about any one of those quarterbacks. And as far as the reporter that put it out, he had absolutely no information other than just sources. Well, all those quarterbacks are going to be in line for contract extensions either this year or next year. So kind of a non-news factor, but the timing by Rappaport was pretty interesting.
You know, I'm kind of with Coach Harbaugh, right? I mean, any of those quarterbacks, but this is the reason why y'all get on me about, you know, y'all saying why I work in the media. And yeah, that's true. But when you start just putting stuff out there, it's like, come on, man. Like, that's, to me, it's like, I understand you got to report, you got to come up with certain things to say, but it's nothing to talk about. When they get to it, they get to it. You know they're going to extend the man. So why make it seem as though it's a problem to extend him or have that conversation? Why make it even feel that way?
Because it's the hot thing to talk about. We like to create content, Key, create stirs. And it's like, I'm sitting there saying, come on, man. You tell me you're not going to extend or sign long-term an elite quarterback who won an MVP, you know, 2 years ago, who got his team, you know, a little bit deeper into the playoffs this year. It's not the end result that you want from Lamar Jackson yet. But we know change is the biggest enemy in the NFL, especially at the quarterback position. You sign the quarterback that is your franchise guy moving forward. It's not hard.
Let me ask you this, though, Jay. Jason, what end result do you want from Lamar? A Super Bowl?
Yeah, to win a Super Bowl eventually, yes.
He's in his third, completing his third year in the National Football League. Understood. He has been an MVP. He has gone to the playoffs three straight years, and it's a work in progress. And at some point in time, he's either going to get extremely good to the point where there's no return, or he's not. And the Baltimore Ravens certainly feel that he is going to continue to get better. That's why they're going to exercise a fifth-year option, and they're hoping to get a long-term deal done.
There's no doubt. If this conversation was about Sam Darnold, this report would make a whole lot more sense because everything is up in the air. But for a guy that is smooth sailing and everybody knows they're going to resign, it seemed rather perfunctory. Back to the call topic.
But he won't be getting a Christmas card at any time soon from Harbaugh, that's for sure. Or vice versa.
Wait, Zubin, how do you spell perfunctory?
P-E-R-F-U-N-C-T-O-R-Y, Vena, perfunctory.
Okay. And that means what?
Standard. Obvious. Just going to do it.
Got
all right.
It. Okay. Okay. Back thank
to the,
you.
Back to the call topic. Back to the call topic.
Professor Zubin.
Thank you. We're going to... This year class is virtual, so I understand it's difficult for everybody. Jay's joining us from out of state on his wife. The syllabus is coming. Syllabus, everybody hang tight. This question is the simple one. Who's got the most pressure on him in the NFL playoffs? We're going to get to the calls in a second. Want to make sure the Twitter feed gets a little love. New England 1989 says, this is interesting, with knowing that handle, quote, Tampa Bay, because of the pressure of being the first team to host a Super Bowl and win it, and with all the weapons, Tampa Bay brought in. Steve says it's got to be Aaron Rodgers. He has home field. He's facing a 43-year-old GOAT. Yes, but an aging player in the first year of a new system he doesn't love. Brady playing with house money. Rodgers needs this, or he's going to be that guy with all the talent with one ring only. Let's get to the fellas on the Goodyear hotline. Give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll talk about it all morning, or Key, J, and Z, like New England 1989 and Steve weighed in on. Tyler is like Lamar Jackson, resilient, bounced back, got the first win. He was with us in the last segment. He hung on, so you get the first crack. Tyler in Georgia, you're on ESPN Radio. Most pressure.
Man, yo, good morning to y'all. I'm saying Tom Brady because you know, everybody in every barbershop say he a system quarterback. And y'all know he a system quarterback with Bill Belichick. But now that system, they can't blame the system for him to win one. And then that puts that whole deflate gate a little further behind. You know, he's been blessed with an arsenal of weapons down there in Tampa Bay. Everybody always talking about he ain't had no weapons up there in New England. Well, now he has all of it to win with. And B.A. know he under the gun, too. They need to win it.
All right. What do you say?
Tyler makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But what I would say is that same system that is in New England is now in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. They're doing some of the same principles that they did in New England with Tom Brady. I mean, it's – but look, it's a lot of pressure on all these quarterbacks. I just think that Brady has gotten over the hump just by getting them to the playoffs to start. Now, you want more out of it. There's no question. He didn't go to Tampa just to go to the playoffs.
Right.
He went to Tampa to win the Super Bowl. But he's got six of them, so he ain't really starving, right?
Yeah. I would say the one thing that kind of helps out TB is the fact of how good their defense is. And that's something that's additive. You know what I mean, Key? He has something different than what a lot of other teams have in the championship games.
That's a great point, because Brady and the offense won the wild card game. You could obviously make the argument that the defense won the game on Sunday against New Orleans. Brady threw for sub 200 yards. He threw for 199 yards. Couldn't agree more with Jay on that. Scott in Wilmington, you're on ESPN Radio. Most pressure this weekend is on whom, Scott?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, guys. So with there only being four to choose from, I have to go with Aaron Rodgers. He's been in Green Bay forever. He's got so many things in his favor now that he never has. all lined up at the same time. It's the second year for LaFleur. The defense isn't getting bludgeoned with the run like they did against San Francisco. Defense is playing well. He's got the number one of the number one receivers in the NFL with the supporting cast coming along and looking very competent. He also has a running game that's pretty stout. Not to mention, he's going to be the MVP, and with home field advantage, which he's never had. Just so many things are lined up for a guy that's been on the same team forever. Everyone else is fairly new to their teams. It's got to be Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion.
A lot of it is correct what Scotty is talking about. You talk about the four championship games, the first time playing at home field advantage. It's the first time in Aaron Rodgers' career that he has a NFC championship game at home. The snow is probably going to come. It's going to be cold. And here's one for you, though, Zubin.
Go ahead.
Before we get to SportsCenter.
Yes.
Who would he surpass at quarterback that he replaced that only has one in Green Bay history?
Number four? You talking about number four?
Come on now.
Just saying.
That's a great
argument.
I got
two. You got one.
And they'd be inextricably linked, right? One was trying to hold off the other forever before the organization said it's time for a changing of the guard.
The train has left the station.
Indeed. Mm. And maybe it's time for Aaron to win ring number two. By the way, it's going to be a huge fight this weekend to see who's going to get into the Super Bowl in the AFC and the NFC. But it's hardly the biggest fight night of all this weekend. More on that in just 1 minute, right after SportsCenter.
Sexton, six on the clock. Free ball. There's another one! Colin Sexton! Absolutely sizzling from downtown. 139, 131. Cavs by 8. Colin Sexton at 39 points.
And he finished with 42 on WTAM. This game should have been between the Brooklyn Nets and the Cleveland Cavs. The triumphant return of Kyrie Irving, and the first time we saw Harden, Durant, and Kyrie together, but instead Colin Sexton stole the show. Why wouldn't he? 42 points in the win, double OT, including a sizzling 15 points by himself in the second extra session. Want to mention that KD at 38, Kyrie at 37 in his first game back, played 48 minutes, 22 seconds, getting him right back in there. Ho-hum, Harden had another triple-double. We'll see what the Nets can do. They got the Cavs up again on Friday. Again, the big story in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes practicing in limited fashion for the Chiefs. Andy said he took all the snaps, ready to go. Five-step concussion protocol. It looks like he's completed four steps, which would basically include non-contact work, which is what he did yesterday. And one note from Collegiate Sports, Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12 for over a decade, 11 years on the job, has been told it's all done. He's going to exit. He said he'll remain on the job until June, the final day of June, to assist in the transition. This is welcome news for many fans of the Pac-12 who feel like under Scott's leadership, they've fallen behind the other big-time leagues with regards to revenue. You haven't seen a college football team from the Pac-12 in the playoff in 5 years.
Leave us alone.
Washington Huskies bailing you out. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, we all accidentally damage our phones. It happens. Now, Straight Talk Wireless' new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, data, and more. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/Straight Talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
McGregor is marquee. He's box office.
He's one of the biggest ever in the history of combat sports.
Talk about a guy who loves fighting. Enter the Diamond, Dustin Poirier.
Gaethje's hurt bad.
As big as any of the fights we've ever done.
Surprise, the King is back.
Oh man, I told you, fighting for a trip to the Super Bowl this weekend, but UFC Fight Night is back as well. As the great Jim Lampley once said, it doesn't matter if you don't follow soccer or basketball or football. Wherever you live around the world, you can understand two guys swinging, right? Everybody can understand that no matter where you are, which is why this sport has become so popular. And Conor McGregor swinging again for the first time in a long time. Daniel Cormier joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, one of the legends in the sport and becoming a great analyst and helping us learn about it, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Okay, DC, the return of the notorious MMA. Conor McGregor back Saturday night against Dustin Poirier. What should we expect from the Irishman?
What's up, Zubin? What's up, boys? How you guys doing?
What
I'm
up?
Out here in Abu Dhabi.
What up, baby?
I have not slept very much. I've been doing stuff. I heard yesterday my buddy Ariel Helwani came on and was a terrible guest because the Buffalo Bills are continuing forward into the playoffs. Had the Saints got the job done, I would have been doing the same thing and not worried as much about the fight. But I digress. We lost. We move forward onto UFC 257 and the return of the notorious Conor McGregor. As Stephen A. said, he's box office. He's a massive star. Conor McGregor is not your normal mixed martial arts fighter. He is mentioned in the same breath as the biggest athletes of all time. And as he gets prepared to fight, everything ramps up, and you can feel it as we get closer to the weekend.
Is there any shot or chance that he loses this fight?
I mean, come on, Keyshawn. It's a fight. Anybody can get beat. You know, it's like the game that we play is so – the consequences of mistakes are so dire that you can make none. There's a kid that fought last week, and his name is Joaquin Buckley. He did this spinning back kick knockout in the summer. Kanye West made a song over it. It was the most viral thing you've ever seen. Kid has all the momentum. Last weekend, he got kicked in the head. And now he's on the receiving end of the viral effect of having a big knockout. So that's our game, man. Our game is such small. The details are so small, you cannot make any mistakes. And if Conor makes one mistake, Dustin Poirier will put him out.
I'm glad I'm not in the ring with him. That's for damn sure. you talk about the NFL and the Saints. How you feel if Drew Brees decides to hang him up? If he decides to hang him up, you haven't announced it yet.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's time. You know, yesterday his wife, or a couple days ago, I don't know. I don't even know what day it is anymore. I'm on the opposite side of the world. His wife Brittany said that not only did Drew have, you know, the rib issues, he had a torn rotator cuff, his foot was messed up, the guy's getting beat up, and I know as a guy that fought at 41 how difficult it is to prepare and stay at the level to which we played at or competed at in our 30s, and even last year at 40, it just changes. And if all those injuries are starting to just compound on themselves, it may be time for the great Drew Brees to walk away, and it will be the end of the greatest era of football in New Orleans Saints history. Sad, but, you know, the guy deserves to go out with all the applause that anybody can on the way out.
Mm-hmm. DC, this is Jay Will. I'm glad we got all this sports talk out of the way. I need you to tell me the real right now, because I have some friends that have stayed at the W Hotel before in Abu Dhabi. How is it?
Jay Will, it's nice. Listen, Jay Will, I
give me, give me, give me, paint the picture for me. Tell me the scene,
I'll
DC.
I'll paint the picture, Jay Will. I walk into the hotel room. There's messages on the wall. I'm in the golf now, right? Because I just retired. You know, I have a golf putting green in front of the toilet where I would sit down to do my business.
What?
But then, hey, I promise you, the pride of my room, Jay Will, because I fancy myself a baller. I've always wanted to be like Jay Will and the rest of the guys that have played basketball. There is a hoop in my room. In the living room, there's a basketball hoop. So, you know, coach says every day, DC, get up, give me a shot. I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I get in front of the goal, and I get my shots up, Jay Will. I get my shots up every day before I get going.
You have a putting green and a basketball hoop in your hotel room. There.
It's everything you want and everything you are into in the moment. They try to put it in your room. And now here's one other thing. And this has been the greatest part of the trip to this point. So I'm over here, and they give you whatever, you know. You say, man, why is there not enough ketchup? There will be a box of ketchup at your door waiting for you. They have a menu that says whatever, whenever. I'm over here, and I go, hey, you know what I would like to eat? Fried chicken. So I call down to the kitchen, and I say, hey, could I have some fried chicken? They go, you know what? We don't make that. We don't serve fried chicken. I said, hey, your menu says whatever, whenever. And you know what they said? Well, let me talk to the chef. Next thing you know, fried chicken made Southern style for DC.
So Fight Island is ridiculous then.
It's absolutely absurd. The way the UFC and Abu Dhabi, hey, you guys need to go. And not only do you get to go now, I mean, for the first time, we got fans back in the arena. So it's just this fantastic situation here in Abu Dhabi.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and
we coming there to hang out with you, DC. That's what we're going to do. Next time we are hanging out together. Yes.
Hey, I'm to hate. If I show up with you boys, and I might be the bell of the ball. You know what I'm saying? If I show up with you boys, I'm the bell of the ball.
The legend, Daniel Cormier, joining us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. We're getting ready for Fight Island. The one last thing I would mention about Fight Island, and what an amazing job they've done. They had a run-through middle of last year, as DC knows, where they went over to Fight Island two separate occasions. It was unbelievable. The UFC president, Dana White, said, he said it slightly tongue-in-cheek, but this is how amazing Fight Island has been, is keeping everybody safe, the fighters, the crew, the broadcast, everybody. They built a $100 million complex in Las Vegas, the UFC did. It's called the Apex. It's sort of their headquarters.
Yep.
And Dana essentially said, if I knew how amazing Fight Island was going to be for everybody involved, I wouldn't have even built the Apex. I know he was slightly joking, but that's the reason and that's the rationale how great it has been. Last one for you. I know you're tight with Khabib Nurmagomedov. We know what happened the last time he faced Conor McGregor. We know what happened after that particular fight. You might remember the melee and everything that it caused. He retired from the sport saying he didn't want to fight after his late father had passed from the coronavirus. But now there's some talk that Khabib might want to get back into it, and everybody's dreaming of a rematch between Khabib and Conor down the line. You know Khabib. What do we need to know about the Russian? Is there a possible comeback here in the works?
It is about what happens on the weekend, right? Because when you fight Conor McGregor, you saw all the guys that Floyd fought. They're rich. They have more money than they ever could have expected. Khabib fought Conor. Got all the money, but not only did he just fight him, he beat him. He beat Conor, and then he catapulted himself into a worldwide celebrity himself. So every fight after, he made a lot of money. So now the money is not going to be what draws him back. It has to be something competitive. And Khabib said, these guys are now being watched. They are on the clock. Show me something special, and you may get another opportunity. Hey, feels good to be the king. When you're the king, you make the rules, and those are the rules that they have to play by in order to try to go Khabib Nurmagomedov back in to fighting into the octagon. It'll have to be something competitive, though. Will not be financial that will get him back in there.
There's no doubt he's the king, and he did so by knocking off UFC royalty, UFC 257, McGregor Poirier, Saturday night from Fight Island. A reminder, Dana White's going to join us tomorrow morning at 9:10 a.m. Eastern, so we'll get his thoughts on everything going down with Fight Island. We're Progressive Insurance sponsors the program in DC. On me. Get whatever you want from room service. It's on us.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, boys, you guys are doing a fantastic job. I love the show, and I'm glad that you are the three that took the lead on ESPN Radio. Congratulations, fellas.
Appreciate it, boss. Thanks, brother. That's what's up.
Once again, Dana White tomorrow, the boss of the UFC at 9:10 a.m. Eastern. Fight Island and the return of Conor McGregor. On the way, the Browns Super Bowl window open right now, and for how long? Take it or shake it.
Thursday with me, Greeny. Kyrie Irving plays his first game with the Brooklyn Nets, and we're counting down the days to the NFL's Final Four. All that and more, it's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Simple here. We give a scenario. The fellas take it, yup, shake it, dismiss it. Let's roll. Starting with the Browns, who are on a roll this season. All right, guys, Browns, as currently constructed with you-know-who under center, can win the Super Bowl one day. Take it or shake it?
Take it! 100%.
Yeah.
100% they can win the Super Bowl. They're only going to get better. This is only the first year under Kevin Stefanski's system and the new defense and everything that goes on. Baker Mayfield only got better as the time went on. They're only going to get better on defense as they get healthier on defense. They get guys like Greedy Williams back in the secondary. If they could keep Denzel Ward healthy, we know what they have on the running game. I certainly believe so.
I take it. I'm with you, Key. Baker Mayfield, the last five or six games, looked like the first pick in the NFL draft, and that's what we've been waiting for. So if you continue that trajectory along with the talent they have, I guess the question is, and I would ask you, what do you do with OBJ next year? Is there enough room on that roster with contract-wise between what they have and him? Does that work?
It depends on what the money looks like. If they're willing to carry two wide receivers and Jarvis Landry as well as an OBJ coming off an injury with probably about $40 million tied up in the two, are they willing to do that? If they're willing to do that, then you run it back.
Would you do it? Would you run it back?
I don't know. I got to think about that one, Jay. It's 7:40 in the morning. Leave me alone.
We should mention, interesting little story that came out a couple days ago. OBJ is going to be rehabbing with Saquon Barkley. That's kind of interesting as they both bounce back from injuries that ended their season. Okay, so the Browns can win a Super Bowl, according to Key. It's the one thing that Phillip Rivers doesn't have on his resume and never will after yesterday's retirement announcement. Phillip Rivers is the best QB from the 04 draft class that, of course, includes Eli Manning and Big Ben Roethlisberger. Take it or shake it. If chips mean something.
Take it.
Take it.
Really?
I think he's the best quarterback from that 04 draft, despite not winning two Super Bowls. And here's what I would say. He won them. Good organization, good situation on defense with Strahan and Tuck and Umiura and those guys. Antonio Pierce. Can't take it away from him.
And who they did it against?
You can't take it away from him. Ben Roethlisberger, young, walks into a ready-made situation, great career. All three are going to go in the Hall of Fame. But if you're just looking at 17 years and a body of work and everything that Phillip Rivers has done besides those championships, I mean, pretty damn good, man. Mm. I understand we're looking at the championships and we judge based on that. But I couldn't say no.
Zubin, my only thing would be who Eli won the championships against.
Yeah.
I know it's just who he won them against.
Those are two important games in any of our careers. There's no question about it, Jay. I'm just looking at the regular season. I'm looking at all of those things.
I would choose Big Ben because of what Key said, the culmination. Generally been great in the regular season, almost always in the playoffs. And the two chips, but as Key said, the first one on the back of maybe the bus and others, but the second one with that throw for the ages.
No, oh my God, yeah. It's Antonio Holmes in the corner.
Right?
Big time.
Big time indeed. Here we go. I love this one because this is tearing at the fabric, right? You got your team, but you got your dude. Pats fans should be rooting for Tom Brady the rest of the way this season, take it or shake it.
Shake it! I don't want Tom Brady to win nothing if I'm a Pats fan. I need him to fall off a cliff when he get to Green Bay. If I'm a Pats fan, I need him to have the worst game he's ever had in his entire career. You left me. I loved you for
you
20 years.
You left me? You were my quarterback?
20 years I loved you. I discovered you, dust you off, found you at Hertz Rental Car, dust you off, put you in some red bottoms and made you just, and then you leave me for that other guy.
You didn't like, put Tom in man. Red bottoms? You didn't put him in – you gave him red bottoms? Now you know you really invested
I found him in Michigan, dusted him off at Hertz Rental Car. As I was renting a car, I saw him and dressed him up and brought him, and we were together for 20 years and felt great. And then somebody else come along and tell you something in your ear and you leave me. I want you to throw 8 interceptions in the game if I'm a Pats fan. Mm.
I got to roll with Keo in this one, Zubin. I can't buy all that stuff for you, give you all that love, give you all that attention, give you all those cuddling times, and then you just leave me and you go have a chance to win it somewhere else? Nah, you need to fall flat on your face.
Yeah, Zubin came along and you just left.
And how about this one? Because, Jay, I know you've been watching this highly acclaimed or at least highly hyped documentary on Tiger Woods that has been airing on HBO. Tiger Woods has won his last Major, take it or shake it.
I gotta go shake it. I gotta go shake it.
Me too. I gotta shake it.
I have to believe there's something left in Tiger Woods that he has a chance to win another major. He's had a lot of surgeries. I don't care anymore. He's Tiger Woods. He's different. He's battled through all the adversity, everything he's faced in his life. He will win another major.
He's got to win one and then be done. The story wouldn't be great if he didn't win one.
Right. Right now he's at 15. His boyhood idol, Jack Nicklaus, at 18.
And his son might be his caddy when he wins it. Something like that.
We need that storybook ending, right? You know what I mean, Zubin? Look, Tom Brady is set up for another storybook ending. I want Tiger Woods to have some of that.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. My Siskel and Ebert review would simply be not enough time spent on the 2019 Masters win in the documentary. It's a huge part of his story. It's got to be in there. Kyrie's back. They lose. What's next? Yeah. That's next.